Hello, Monster Island, and welcome to the premiere episode of The Snarky Boneheads. I'm Wade.
And I'm Rito Revolto, or Rito Bandora, depending on who you talk to.
That's not confusing at all.
Well, when you've gotten around as much as I have since the unfortunate Z-Wave, sometimes an alias is necessary to keep a job.
Who do behave, 007?
Like a great man once said, I aim to misbehave.
That was true Friday night when we went to Nessie's Brasserie. A few shots of Skull Vodka brought out your old supervillain ways.
Yeah, there are reasons Wet Willy banned me from his bar.
It's not the first time that's happened.
And it won't be the last! Ha!
Oh well, we got a show to do.
You're trudging right! With Nate Martian gone, those magnificent bastards on the board decided to fill the void in the island's airwaves with us!
Ha ha ha! Did they let him know?
Doubt it! They've got a more checkered history with my old roommate than I do!
You two were roommates.
You betcha! I'd steal his podcast gear and record my own show!
Sounds like The Odd Couple, but with a supervillain.
The what?
Anyway, let's get to Monster Island news.
Speaking of my old roomie, he's our top story. He's currently in, CL?
Seoul.
Yeah, that place in South Korea. Him and his producer, Timmy, are still on their international wild goose chase and just recaptured young Gary.
Youngery.
Yeah, that critter. Not to be confused with the guy from the legal action team. I'm trying to get him to represent me in case Wet Willy sues me over Friday night.
You're in good hands.
Eh, they don't like supervillains.
Well, that sounds problematic.
I know, right? Anyway, Martian and Timmy bagged and tagged that big Korean dinosaur thing, and you won't believe how they did it.
Meh, nothing surprises me anymore. I've seen things, man.
Haha, me too. But they did it by dancing with him.
Dancing?
Yep, it was caught on video by an American soldier stationed at
Panmunjom.
Yeah, there. The guy was protecting a U.S. senator or something and shot the whole thing on his phone.
And it quickly became a meme. I think there have been at least 100 remix videos so far that put it to different songs. The most popular
and fitting
song was Dancin' Fool by Frank Zappa.
Yeah, and I hear Martian stubbed his toe dancing with the Spiky Boy. He was laid up for a week.
Hasn't he said on his show that he's the one white guy with rhythm?
He would've, if we didn't take his time slot!
Don't say that too loud. He might hear you.
Oh, I'm so scared.
In other news, a young podcaster from Missouri was caught trying to gatekeep tourists and residents from attending screenings of Godzilla Cross Kong, The New Empire, at the Denham Theater. He yelled about how they weren't true fans and should go see Minus One instead.
Didn't that flick just win an Oscar?
Yep, and Arnold Schwarzenegger announced it. Foreshadowing. Anyway, the theater owner was worried that he would incite a riot between the MonsterVerse fans and Toho fans, so he called security. The guy resisted the EDF mutants until Captain Gordon arrived to personally remove him. And then the kid went full-tilt fanboy and was more than happy to leave with the island security chief.
Freaking a-hole! Crashing parties is my job!
Also in GXK news, Suko, the cute little ape adopted by Kong, moved from the Hollow Earth to Monster Island in lieu of the movie's premiere at the Denim. He even took photo ops with fans. He joins both Kiko and Kong Jr.
Junior? Why did you say that name?
Calm the down, man. Anyway, he joins the rest of the group known to island tourists as the Kong Kids, equaling their numbers with their rivals, the Kidzillas, which is comprised of Minya, Little Godzilla, and Godzuki. Contact Jessica Shaw to schedule tours to see the baby kaiju in action.
Oh, come on! Godzuki doesn't count! He's Godzilla's nephew, not his kid!
But how does Godzilla have a nephew? That implies he has a brother or sister.
The world ain't ready for an answer to that.
Probably not. Finally, as I foreshadowed, the Terminator himself sent us a personal message to play in light of Minus One's Oscar win. Hit it, Rito! Ah! The button, not me!
Ha ha! Oops.
From one kaiju to another, congratulations on your first Oscar win. I'm only a bit jealous because I've never been nominated. That's why I'm making that Hamlet movie I teased 30 years ago in Last Action Hero. Guaranteed Oscar bait. Hasta la vista, Godzilla.
I love Hamlet! I can recite Hamlet's death speech from memory!
But can you do it with an Austrian accent?
Thanks for asking, I...
Well, that's all the time we have for Monster Island News, so let's move on to community events.
The Markalai Lounge is hosting Rush Button Sputnik this Friday night as they film their new comedy special, In Mother Russia, Jokes Laugh at You. Then on Saturday, speaking of Arnie, the all-girl Predator tribute metal band, The Ugly Mothers, will perform at the lounge as part of their old Painless tour. The opening acts will be Nezra and the Baby Gamoras, Watangi and the Fabulous Empire of Monsters, and fellow tribute band, Kaiju Queen. Get your tickets now!
Those bands sound very niche.
Huh? Speak English, you weirdo!
Wow, and people think I'm annoying.
With co-hosts like you, who needs to torture my old roommate?
Good question. And finally, the Sekizawa Library will host a book signing from renowned kaiju scholar John LeMay, who just published the 97th edition of his seminal book, The Big Book of Japanese Giant Monster Movies, The Lost Films.
Poor Martian is missing out.
I hear all he did was add one sentence to the chapter on Bride of Godzilla.
What a lame move!
All right, it's time for a check of the weather.
The Japan Meteor Agency's forecast calls for partly cloudy skies with a 50% chance of Mothra dust as the big bugs do their bi-monthly migration from Monster Island to Infant Island. High temperature of 70 degrees.
Doesn't that pollen cause temporary paralysis for monsters?
Yeah, and it makes humans drunk and plant life will magically regrow. Sometimes. It's weird.
No weirder than a robot powered by plot convenience.
I could totally take that Joker-faced explosion at a popsicle factory.
Are you asking for a challenge?
Yeah, meet me on the Monster Island beach tomorrow for a rumble.
Well, that's all we have for the weather. Now for traffic. A dozen rental vans and taxis are snarled.
Wait, the cars around here can growl like dogs?
Due to Gamera taking a nap on the main road. How he managed to escape the confines of the Alpha Site has yet to be determined, but Kaiju Zookeeper Ricky Becker has said it was simply a computer glitch that has been corrected.
Oh, sure. Just like when the whole system crashed a few months ago and let over a dozen big critters get away!
Rumor has it wasn't human error, though.
Ooh, if it's who I think it was... From one supervillain to another, much respect.
At any rate, once Gamera gets the shell off the road, we'll let you know. Now it's time for my favorite part of our show, the request line.
Got a song you want to hear? Call us at 1-800-BONEHEAD to ask us to play it.
You've got the power, Rangers.
You just had to go there, didn't you?
Slade.
What did you call me? Oh, look, we've got our first caller now. Hello.
Hello, Bonehead.
Hello, young lady. What's your name?
Bonnie, at your service.
I'll remember you from Friday night at the bar.
Yeah, you're a worse drunk than my old boss.
Wow, we've got more gossip than the Inquirer.
Can I please just make my music request?
Sure, Bonnie. What'll it be?
Well, today, I'm actually starting my new job at the Marcolite Lounge.
Congrats.
Thank you very much. Kevin Gamora has been so nice to me. I told him how frustrated I was at my old job when I met him at the Minus One Premieres after party. And now he's hired me as his new bartender. I am so excited.
I guess I know where I'm going this weekend.
Bruh. I warned Kevin about your antics at the Brasserie, and he says if you ever show up, he'll stick our mini Garamond bouncers on you.
You mean Pigmons?
No, they're mean robots.
Well, dang.
Anyways, I used to work at Nessie's Brasserie, and we're celebrating the return of Yon Gowrie tonight at the lounge. I want to hear every country has a monster. We need some satellite of love vibes.
All right. Thanks for calling, Bonnie.
Yowzee! And Rito, I'd be careful around Kevin if I were you.
Is that cool or something?
Google it while we listen to the famous kaiju rap.
Reptilicus is silly, but he really illustrates the great array of monsters all over the place. Not just in Japan, but across the planet. An A to Z gamut or gargantuan panoply.
Example, please.
Or name a land.
Belize.
Oh, geez, easy peasy. Mesa, maze. See, in the Yucatan, you can meet El Cadejo. In Belize, they believe in him. They're not afraid to say so.
Scotland.
Nessie's living up in a lot.
How about Poland?
Scary, scary crow named a buck.
So it's not just Godzilla?
Well, duh, crow. There's a lot that could kill you.
Hey.
Tom.
Sorry, crow.
Okay.
Rose.
Joe.
Yo, Jonah, how's the chorus go?
Every country has a monster they're afraid of in their nation.
Every monster has a country, yeah, station they call their home.
Gutter, Gleeben, Glouton, Crobin.
What turned the musketeer's guts to spaghetti?
Was it in Tibet?
Yep.
I bet he met a Yeti.
Australia?
Bear drop bears will impale ya.
Then they'll sell ya hella touristy paraphernalia.
Chupacabra's chewing up cattle down in Mexico. Del Geet's horns goring, battling the Navajo. Congo's Congo motto is a mongo flying dino. I know I don't wanna die, but when I do, he'll be the guy.
Whoa! So, Crow.
Servo.
Ready to go.
Start slow.
Cropamon is a monster from Luxembourg.
Who's actually the size of Luxembourg.
He crushed the whole country of Luxembourg.
Because he is the size of Luxembourg.
What? Egypt's got mummies like Tutankhamun.
Leprechaun on Milan and Boston Common.
Bot's got the hang of it. The song's really kicking.
Chickadee China, the Chinese chicken.
By that, I mean Zhufang and Peng. Hmm. Giant Chinese birds. And one of them turns into a fish. Anyway. Good news, killer shrews and the loop guru, Baba Yaga, Joro, Gumu, and the Impundulu. Now you guys realize the surprising size of all the worldwide Daikaiju.
Every country has a monster they're afraid of in their nation. Every monster
Sasquatch
has a country.
That's Canada.
Got a station they call their home.
Tons of them, all the Swiss.
Every country.
Scandinavia.
As a monster,
that's
they're afraid of in their nation.
Moon 13.
Every monster has a country. Yeah, we've got movie signs.
Hey, how come he never mentioned me?
Which country would you represent?
The moon, of course.
How'd I get a co-host so crazy I became the straight man?
You like girls? I'm surprised.
Well, that's all we have for today, so until next time...
See you later, boners!
We're not calling our listeners that.
Oh, boner.
Gah!